This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Doug, Jennifer, and Kara. Victoria is sick with that summer flu. Be out for a little while. So here we are holding down the fort. I'm happy to tell you that I have just taken my Neo 40 capsule. I feel like I'm going to have great health. It's say who's your what?
I said, are you feeling good now?
I am. I'm feeling like I got the energy that I wanted. Not that I had a weakness of energy in the last hour, but I feel like I'm tuned up. Nitric oxide from Neo 40. Start your day with one of these capsules. Easy to get from the same folks that give you Super Beats. If you want to start your day without having to have a cup of coffee or a smoke or something artificial, this is all natural. Keep your essential NO levels in a high zone when you get started. Call 800-655-4183. For Neo 40 capsules, same as a teaspoon of Super Beats, but goes right to work in your system. 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeats.com. Do I sound like I'm raring to go? Tip top.
You sound energized, yes.
I'm energized. Yes, I am. All right, so there's some more good news today, Jen. The story of the free pantry in Fayetteville, Arkansas. The free pantry gives the community a place to donate food to people who are in need in Fayetteville. Concept very simple. Anybody can place or take items inside the pantry at any time of the day. This is the work of Jessica McLard, who was inspired to build a free pantry after she noticed that free libraries were popping up everywhere in Fayetteville.
Aren't
she's a jogger, an athlete.
Well, don't you guys have any of those around you? They're the little,
little
like a little cupboard.
Place to check out books.
You can open it, and anyone can
share
books.
You know, I saw the coolest thing. Remember when I went out of town with my grandparents for my grandpa's birthday, and we were walking through the resort that we were staying at, just a little hotel, and there was a book sitting on the table, and we thought, oh, we should go turn this into Lost and Found. And on the cover, there was a post-it note that said, I'm here on purpose, I'm not lost. If you'd like me, borrow me, and then put me someplace else, and go online and let me know where I've been. And I thought that was the coolest thing. So people put these books all over the place. You can take them, and then you can travel, you can follow their journey online.
Very cool.
Not fun?
Nicely done. Yeah, this is very nicely done. There are people who are putting all kinds of things in there to nourish others. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, feminine hygiene products.
Very cool.
Diapers, bread, garden vegetables that people are bringing in from their own gardens to share with people. So now, apparently, there are other communities, and I'm telling you the story because I thought perhaps we could plant a seed. I wouldn't mind doing this here in Framingham, taking some of the things that have come out of the farm, out of the garden. People who have too much of one thing, you can share it. Put it in a little store, the free pantry. Maybe you can put it to work in your community. There are lots of people who now, I think, could be encouraged to build their own pantries. How much more you feel, this is it one of those give back, or is it a pay ahead? I don't know whether it's pay ahead or
it's a little bit of both, but I love that.
Yeah. So it's called the Free Pantry in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Maybe we can post a little bit more about it to Kara on Facebook or Twitter.
Yeah, definitely.
Continuing story, Twitter at Good Day Show, Facebook.com/Good Day. There is a, I suppose this would be considered good news, I hope it is, for many people. You remember last week, I didn't even talk about this on the air because I didn't, these sorts of things are anathema to me. I don't see any reason to tell the story about the French priest that got killed by the two Muslim teenagers. What I'm talking about today is that over the last couple of days, there have been many Catholic masses in France and Italy, and they have been attended by, in according to the reports anyway, hundreds of Muslims going to these Catholic masses in show of support or solidarity with the French and the French Catholics. I thought, you see, there are people all the time who are saying, where are the Muslim leaders and why don't they speak out and why isn't there more support for, or why isn't there more anger being registered? And I think more and more there is a cry, I think attention, yeah, not a cry, but attention being paid to this problem. Do you agree? Am I the only one who thinks this? Or are we noticing that there, I don't know if it's a trend, but that there are these sorts of things, there's an exhibition of concern. I don't know if support is the right word, but I think concern,
Concern's
yes.
Concern's a good word.
Yes. Yeah, concern is a good word. But there is... I said this earlier, I was taken back last night when I was doing some shopping by the people and their dress, their garb at the local mall here. Lots of people who are Muslims who have moved into this area. And then I was taken back by, and I've said this I think before, mostly at Christmas time when you go walking around the malls, because I don't go to the malls. I just happen to go.
It's very rare for you to be in the mall, yeah.
I'm not in the malls, and I'm not normally a mall person, but I was in the mall last night picking up a few things, and the number of people who don't speak English floors me. Really. It just, I don't know if it's befuddling. It's not bad. It's just different. It's a wake-up to what the realities are in most areas of the country. I live in a suburban community that's 26 miles west of Boston, and there is a large Italian-American crowd that's been here since I was a kid. There is an Irish-American crowd that's been here since I was a kid. And now there is a group, a lot of Brazilians who live here, a lot of Puerto Ricans when I was a kid. They've all gone, and the Brazilians have moved in to that part of town. As a matter of fact, we have the largest population of Brazilians outside of Brazil any place in the United States in this town. 5,000-6,000 of them in this little village downtown. And then there are this increasingly large group of Muslims. Let's see, who else do we have that are sort of imports, if you will? It's a very diverse community.
That kind of gets me. And, you know, and people, maybe it's not politically correct, but there's something to assimilation that I think we saw years ago when people would come to this country and they would assimilate because they wanted to submerge themselves into American culture and they wanted to
fit.
Speak the language and they wanted to fit. And I think the dangerous thing that we're seeing right now is that people from all over are going to places all over, not just here. And they don't want to lose their original identity, which I understand, but
that's
it's so much so that they don't
fit in.
And you know, that was the glaring thing when I went to the Czech Republic and they were being hit with this idea that they were going to get 1,000 Syrian refugees, and they were so upset because they said these groups of people do not want to become Czechs. They want to stay to themselves, and that's when it's dangerous. That's when you have neighborhoods pop up. It's sad because we're supposed to be a melting pot and we're supposed to be...
Well, we've become a mosaic.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is now.
Yeah. All right.
That's a good way to put it.
That means something to deal with, something to think about as we work our way through the day, quarter past the hour.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, Relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy, and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed. The human eye blinks about 17,000 times a day. But here's an eye-opener. You can lose your sight to eye disease if you wait for symptoms before having them checked. Think about this. UV damage is one of the leading contributors to cataracts and macular degeneration. But your eye doctor has solutions to help prevent that. So get your yearly comprehensive eye exam. Go to thinkaboutyoureyes.com to find a doctor near you in the blink of an eye. Brought to you by the American Optometric Association.
17 after the hour, Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, Kara Schillen, the people who are worried about the Zika virus, those of you in Florida, this is the headline in the Miami papers and the Tampa papers and the Orlando papers. Zika! Zika! Look out for Zika!
It even sounds bad.
Zika! All right, so 14 people, according to health officials, have been infected with the virus in a northern neighborhood in Miami. Zika! Spreading around Latin America and the Caribbean. Zika! Spreads through mosquitoes. Or if you have sex with somebody who's infected, symptoms aren't that bad unless you're pregnant. The virus has been linked to severe birth defects in newborns. So the CDC yesterday told pregnant women to stay away from Miami.
Good advice, right?
But not necessarily just for that. But yeah, look out for the Zika. Okay, other health items. This is the dumbest. This is, again, we're back to the dumb government. Yesterday, the United States something or other health agency said it's not necessary to floss.
Really?
Now, I don't know about you, but every time I have salmon or spinach,
salmon,
it gets caught in my, let's see, it's 1, 2, 3, 4th tooth, the space between the 4th and the 5th tooth on my upper side.
Man, yeah. Apples and popcorn are the worst for me.
Yep, apples, popcorn, perfect bad, yeah. Examples. So these morons are saying, the federal government yesterday, quote unquote, dropped its guidance as to whether or not to use dental floss. So I don't know why I need the government to tell me that a piece of dental floss is going to help me get the salmon that's caught between my 4th and 5th tooth out. But I have found flossing to be very helpful for the health of my gums.
Well, yeah, I don't understand the benefit of dropping this, because it's not like, I mean, unless you were, you know, wrapping floss around your teeth and ripping your teeth out, like, it's not bad for you.
Right.
It can only be good.
Yeah. But yet that's what these people, they spend, that's how your tax dollars are being used.
Yeah, the World Health Organization, thank
right.
you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The use of dental floss not backed up by scientific proof. Well, you know that, you can say that for, there's a lot of supplements in question. We do our Good Day Health Hour in a couple of hours. Those of you who want to stick around, listen to us talk with Dr. Jack Stockwell about this report in the Consumer Reports magazine this week about how bad supplements are, and to differentiate between supplements that are synthetic and those that are natural, that come from food, real food. But these people, I'm beginning to really question Consumer Reports and who's paying for this stuff, because I begin to see a trend here that disturbs me about the way they and because they don't take advertising, they take support. And I want to see if the drug companies are giving support to Consumer Reports. I'm beginning to think that maybe that is the case, and that's why these stories are coming out.
Well,
it's nonsense.
I've always found them untrustworthy, because when a different report comes out every week with a different, you know, oh, this is bad for you, oh, and the next week it's good for you,
I find that a little suspicious.
Drink coffee, don't drink coffee. Drink, you know, eat lettuce, don't eat lettuce. It's always like 10 different
things. Take drugs, don't take
drugs. Yeah, don't take drugs.
21 after the hour.
Please.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
New kids. They aren't new anymore, though. When were they new, Jen Jen?
When I was in seventh grade.
Seventh grade.
Yeah, that's about right. That's a few years ago.
That was a few years ago. It was about 25 years ago, right?
Yay.
They've been around that long? Well, no,
yeah.
Honestly. Yeah.
Actually, they have been around that long. They probably were famous. Let's try to figure it out. Uh-huh. I'm going to say like 91, 92 maybe. Mm-hmm. That's probably when they broke out.
All right. Now we have Joey McIntyre, who was with the
nicest
new kids.
Guy ever, by the way.
Is he really? How do you know?
He came to my day job at CRN Radio. He had released an album of standards, actually, with our friend Don Graham, Dougie, and came in. He was on a press tour, and one of the things we have at CRN is a bunch of records. And he looks and goes, "You think you have one of mine?" I said, "I know we do because I alphabetized them." And so he took home one of our 45s, a Please Don't Go Girl.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so the reason we're talking about Joey McIntyre specifically is that he has a new scripted comedy series that's going to be on Pop TV. So I give it to you and Kara to explain Pop TV and the significance of it. I know it's channel 194 on my TV, but
Kara gave me the channel location.
Yeah, right.
Pop TV, it's new, actually, wasn't it, Kara? Isn't it like it took over for another network?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm looking at the website, and it looks like they have a ton of different music stuff, and they show a lot of, it looks like, old, like, 80s movies.
Old?
Whatever.
Kara's like, before I was born old.
Old movies would be movies that were produced in 1935. That's an old movie. Gone with the Wind is
not
an old
anymore.
Movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so is stuff from the 1800s, but every whatever.
No movies around the 1800s, but thanks anyway.
I didn't say movies, I just meant stuff.
Yeah. So he had an unscripted show that was about his life, right?
Yes, he did. And
now,
and they also have done some TV stuff about the New Kids on the Block cruises that they do every year, too.
Really? Mm-hmm. Where do they go? Down in the Caribbean, Sam?
Yeah, usually, yep.
So they fill up a ship just for fun.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so they've ordered 8 half-hour episodes of this new TV show, which is a comedy, and I'm not sure what... He's been on Boston Public. He was in The Heat.
Good little actor. He was actually on the sitcom on CBS called The McCarthys. It was only on for a season, but he was pretty funny.
Yeah. He's being, let's see, Donnie Wahlberg's putting this together. Jenny McCarthy, who's Wahlberg's wife, Tim Gibbons, who's with Curb Your Enthusiasm, Paul Greenberg, the Neil Patrick Harris Show. So you've got a lot of people involved in this that have been around that know how to do this.
Right.
That's probably a help. So this is Donnie Wahlberg. Who else was it? It was Joey McIntyre, Donnie Wahlberg. Who else was in the New Kids?
Jordan Knight.
What happened to him?
He's still there. They're all still touring.
Yeah. Donnie Wahlberg is, what are they, out this summer, aren't they?
They're out this summer. They go and do summer tours all the time. And they're excellent in concert.
I'm trying to picture. I've seen Donnie Wahlberg from time to time on stage with his brother or with the New Kids, and I've forgotten under what circumstances. But to see him there and then to look at him playing Danny Reagan on Blue Bloods, it's okay. Kind of a real disconnect.
But, you know, he's a good actor, too. He's very good in that role.
Yeah. He's very, very good. Very believable. That's one of the things, and we're talking a little about television. I read something about how wonderful the chemistry is, and that's one of the things that you get from watching. Actors are actors, but I don't think you can fake chemistry. And the people apparently on Blue Bloods, Selleck, they look to Selleck as a father figure, but they all like him, and they all function well together, almost as a real family.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. But New Kids on the Block, they're sort of like a family as well.
Oh, 100%. You watch their behind-the-scenes videos, and they truly love each other. They wouldn't still tour if they didn't.
Right, yeah. All right, well, I want to watch... never mind, I was going to say something crude. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Kitty condos? No, I'm not crazy. Your kitty deserves one. You know, you heard me talk many, many times about cardboard boxes to keep our cat's mind mentally stimulated. Well, take the use of those cardboard boxes one step further. Actually build a kitty condo or even a duplex apartment. Place together several strong cardboard boxes, cutting out a few holes in each. Your cat can climb in and out and around her new co-op. Don't be afraid to be a little creative, particularly if you want to save money. Save your old carpet remnants and get friendly with the local carpet distributor or installer. Grab those odd-sized leftover small pieces that get thrown out, glue them to the sides of the boxes, and voila, a cheap instant scratching post. What's best about these do-it-yourself posts, because they cost you nothing but 5 minutes of labor, you can change them all the time, keeping Kitty on her toes, literally. Also, I recommend you take the carpet and put the nappy side or the rough side out. It'll keep those nails in good shape at the same time. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This report is brought to you by SC Johnson. Mosquitoes. We all know they can cause itchy, irritating bites during the summer season. But did you know only female mosquitoes bite your skin? Or that the chemicals in your breath can attract mosquitoes? Scientists at the SC Johnson Entomology Research Center have been studying insects for 60 years and have found that body chemistry, proximity to water, and the color of your clothing can make a difference if you want to avoid bites. Dr. Maude Meyer, an SC Johnson bug expert, is here to share some tips to help you protect your family from mosquitoes this summer.
Our research at SC Johnson shows that personal repellents that contain DEET offer the best protection against mosquito bites. DEET affects the scent receptors in mosquitoes, making it difficult for them to recognize humans as a food source. In order to best protect your family, look for effective personal repellents like Off that contain DEET.
For more facts and tips on avoiding mosquito bites this summer, visit
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
The hour, making conversation. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. Victoria is out today and maybe for a few days till she gets rid of that serious virus that's going around.
She has the Hunta virus, everybody.
The Hunta virus, no, yes.
She has bronchitis.
She's got Zika, right?
Yeah. She's so scared of the Zika, too. So
actually, let me not be right.
Because she freaks Zika. About the Zika. She doesn't like it.
All right, so television report coming up in a few minutes, plus some food news. Here's your federal government at work again. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, you'll be happy to know that you will now be able to use your bike in the wilderness. Let's have a round of applause for this decision.
Could you not use your bike in the wilderness before?
100 million acres of American land that is owned by the government, designated as primitive spaces, have been off limits to mountain bikers. But thanks to the goodness of a couple of senators from Utah, this may all be turned around.
Thank God.
My heavens. Been waiting for this to happen for 12 years. It's time.
It's been waiting for you, buddy.
I know. Okay, yesterday, Uber announced that they'd made a deal with Didi. You know who Didi is?
No.
Nobody knows who Didi
is. Oh, is it? It's like a foreign kind of Yes, car sharing, right?
Good for you, Jennifer.
I'm tired. Leave me alone. What is it?
Didi Chongqing.
Oh.
Is the equivalent of Uber in China.
Yeah, and you're laughing at me. I was right. I'm like, it's a foreign ride sharing. Come on.
No, I just enjoyed you kind of wiggling and squiggling around.
Because I had to think about it for a second.
I know you did. Nothing wrong with that.
Could you hear the rust on the wheels?
Yes, I could. Yep, right, yeah. So yesterday, these two companies that pretty much do the same thing decided to stop competing and join forces. Uber, in essence, sold out its Chinese operations to Didi for $35 billion. This company is going to be worth $35 billion. That's what's going on in China. Uber has, this is really one of the most American, amazing American stories. And this is why so many people don't like Uber. Because the people who put the idea together, this is not even 10 years old.
Yeah.
These are a couple of, again, these computer genius kids that come out of school on the West Coast. Somebody figured out a software package, and that's all it is. They own nothing. They don't own anything. That's what's the beauty of this thing. They create a software package that they can, in essence, rent to people who want to use it to get work. I know people who drive for Uber and for Lyft. And they do.
Yeah,
they make a couple hundred bucks a day doing it.
Yeah, one of our old employees actually drives part-time for Uber, and he was talking about how he makes $800 a week doing part-time drives for Uber.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and I got a couple Uber rides last week, and the guy who was driving my car was telling me that his fiance also drives Uber and used to be, I guess he drives Uber full-time, and he used to be an electrical engineer and makes more money driving Uber full-time than he did electrical engineering.
So who's
engineering.
Using Uber? I use it to go from the airport to the house, from the house to the airport, and I think we're...
Well, I used it last week to go to a bar, and then I got to the bar and realized I forgot my wallet, and so I had to take it back to get my wallet and then go back to the bar.
Stay, right.
Exactly. Yeah.
But you used it responsibly because you were going to drink.
Yes.
That's
right?
That's usually when I use it, too. I've used it a few times in New York because a lot of times when they're doing shift change in New York taxi cabs, it's almost impossible to get a cab,
right.
And Uber comes a little quicker. So I've used it in New York, but here at home, when I'm going out, like if I'm going out and I know I'm going to be drinking, I always take Uber.
Yeah, and they're making bank in D.C., especially like the metro is essentially paying Uber now because the metro system is so crappy with all of the repairs they're doing that it's and they close at midnight. So if anyone wants to go out in D.C. and on the weekend after midnight, then they have to take Uber.
After midnight. Why don't you see if you can find that song?
And I go walking.
No, there's another. After midnight. It's a little more upbeat. See if you can find that, Carol, will you? Meanwhile, let's do people in the news and stick with the Chinese focus. The story of Joey Chun. You know Joey Chun?
Not Joey Chestnut, right?
No, Chun, a snitch for the Chinese. Yesterday, he was an FBI employee, by the way. Pled guilty to passing sensitive info to the Chinese.
You know what they say about snitches?
What do they say about snitches?
You get stitches.
Snitches get stitches.
Wow.
You never heard that one?
No, I never had. And I can't imagine why, actually. Yeah. So Joey Chun is passing with his top secret security clearance. He admitted in court yesterday, passing along the information that was being used by the FBI. Their surveillance tactics, travel plans of FBI agents, that kind of stuff. Been passing it to the Chinese for years. Hello, your first clue, even though this sounds prejudicial, the guy's name is Joey Chun. He got paid for passing this information, which is some of the stuff is not... illegal, interestingly enough. But he faces a sentence of 10 years in prison. And so I suppose if you were to wrap this all up, dun-da-dun-chun, dun-da-dun-chun, dun-dun. Get it? Yes,
I got it.
Yeah.
Dun-da-dun-chun.
Dun-da-dun-dun-chun. J.K. Rowling says The last Harry Potter story has been written. Harry is done. Spoke at the opening night of the Harry Potter and the Cursed Child stage play in London over the weekend. She told fans that she's finished. Quote, Harry goes on a very big journey during these two plays, and then I think we're done. I'm thrilled to see it realized so beautifully, but Harry is done now. So how do people who are Harry Potter fans feel about this?
I appreciate it because I always get frustrated when series just keep going on and on and on because people can make money on them. Like, I want a story to be realized, and I want it to have a good ending, and then I'm fine if it doesn't go on anymore than that.
Yeah, I think they understand. And, you know, who knows what happens? Harry Potter grows up and has kids. There's a lot of, which he did in the books. There's a lot of other stories to tell, but... I mean, I think you're right, Kara. I think people grew up with that they want. They don't want to keep adding more. I mean, it's kind of like the Back to the Future movies. Like, the first one was great. The second one was like, and the third one was, what are you thinking? I mean,
so many series that just go downhill, and then they leave kind of a crappy legacy because the last ones were not very good. I would hate to see that happen with Harry Potter.
All right, by the way, speaking of the continuation of not necessarily a good thing, you'd be happy to know that after a 12-year absence, the Japanese... are producing another Godzilla movie.
I've been waiting.
Speaking of stories that go on and on.
The new Godzilla.
Where has he been sleeping all these years?
I don't know.
Does anything different happen in any Godzilla movie, or is it the same thing in everyone?
They look more creepy and horrible. I've never seen a Godzilla movie in my life. Even seeing a picture of Godzilla makes me uncomfortable. Okay.
He's such a weirdo. Seeing a picture of Godzilla. It's like a dude in a dragon costume. You'll be fine.
Would you protect me, Jennifer?
I'll take care of it. Don't worry.
You take care of me? Please.
I got it. I gotcha.
All right, 43 past the hour. New Jon Stewart HBO show and other TV news up next year.
Back to school shopping can be fun and affordable if you know where to go and what to buy. Office Depot and Office Max's Devoga notebooks and binders make a big style statement, and everything in the line is priced under $10. Every backpack is 30% off too, all season long. Find these back to school supplies and more at Office Depot and Office Max stores or at officedepot.com/school. The four user modes of Acer's Aspire R15 are possible thanks to its 360-degree hinge design. The R15 features a high-performance Intel Core processor, Windows 10, ample memory, and 1 terabyte of storage, making it a digital delight for students. Prices start just under $650. Canon's PIXMA MG7720 printer features a multi-purpose ink tank to conserve ink. Students can easily print or scan documents and images from any smartphone or tablet. The Cloud Print feature allows direct printing from social networks and cloud storage services. It's great for crafting, too. This week, the highly anticipated ultra-thin Moto Z Droid smartphone and compatible Moto mods were released exclusively through Verizon Wireless. The Tumi and Kate Spade New York Power Pack Moto Mods will provide the Z Droid with an extra 22 hours of battery life without bulking it up. Students can watch live TV shows, DVR'd, and on-demand content in their dorm rooms by using the Slingbox M2 to tap into their at-home cable and satellite subscriptions with no monthly fees. Free and unlimited Sling Player app downloads make viewing possible anywhere on any internet-connected device. For BehindTheBuy.com, I'm Senior Editor David Gregg.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, ! When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, let's get to what's going on television. 46 after the hour. Jennifer's going to have a list of the exciting shows that will be on TV tonight. This is not on tonight, but coming in the fall, apparently, because Jon Stewart signed a deal with HBO to do 4 years to do this sort of thing that he'd been doing on The Daily Show and then some parodies and that sort of thing. But he doesn't have to, although that was a cable show, he didn't have to really be reserved there, did he? He said a lot of stuff that you couldn't say on regular TV.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, they don't have an official premiere date yet, but they're trying to get it done late September, early October, so he'll have a month before the November elections to do his HBO show, whatever that's going to be. All right, how many people are excited to hear that Joe Biden is going to guest star on Law and Order SVU?
Woo-woo!
What's he stars
gonna
do? As
he
himself.
He's going to play himself. There you go.
He's going to play himself. He is seen in a press conference where he commends the Special Victims Unit, led by Lieutenant Olivia Benson, played by Mariska Hargitay, for its work in addressing the national rape kit backlog. The issue reflects the efforts of Biden and Hargitay, who recently both spoke before the United States of Women's Summit at the White House. So that's where she got to know him. She said, "You want to be a guest on the show? We'll write a storyline around it." You know, this show's been on 18 years.
Isn't that crazy?
18 years.
And
almost as long
fresh
as the original. Yeah.
Yeah.
The original was the longest running drama ever on television. The show, the original Law and Order, was on 21 seasons. So this one has been on for 18. All right. Those of you who saw Sharknado, fess up.
I have not had a chance to watch it, but I cannot wait. I'm excited.
Twitter afire Sunday night. Fan tweets on the premiere of the fourth installment, Sharknado Awakens, an eight-hour marathon. What is the matter with people? What are you, crazy? What are you, nuts, you people? What do you want to watch that stuff for? There are Sharknado baked goods now. There are shark attack videos. A shark-shaped pinata. This is like
wow.
Star Wars.
Right?
Right? Tara Reid, what's the big draw with her? David Hasselhoff is in this thing? Who else was in it?
Ian Ziering.
Yeah, who's that?
He was on Beverly Hills 90210. He's the lead male. He's the guy that fights all the sharks.
He's the big star.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah.
So this was the top trending topic on Twitter on Sunday and into Monday morning. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah, and that's the reason they keep doing these at sci-fi.
Of course it is.
The ratings are not that great, but they show it so many times during the weekend, then they blow Twitter up. It's like a social media sensation.
Well, yeah.
And that's why there's four of them.
I was reading this article with, how do you say it, Ian? That's his
Ian
name?
Ziering, yeah.
Yeah, and he talked about when he did the first one that, you know, he just needed some money for his family because he, I guess, didn't have that much. And he said it was so terrible, he hoped nobody watched it. And then people watched it, and it became this huge thing. So good for him, I guess.
The Daily Beast calls it the show at the bottom of the barrel of idiocy.
Yes.
There we
I don't
go.
Know if anyone would dispute that.
All right, Jinja, what's on TV tonight? It's exciting.
Well, Dougie, I'm super excited for this one, and I know Kara is too. Bachelor in Paradise begins. Season number 3 begins, and these cast-offs from The Bachelor go to Mexico, and they try to find love.
The important phrase there is cast-off.
Right, right. But there's always lots of drama when there's all these men and women vying for each other. And
Celebrity Family Feud the other night. I hate to admit that I watched it, but Celebrity Family Feud.
Bachelorette contestants, right?
Yeah. Bachelor and Bachelorette contestants.
Yeah, I saw that they were going to do that. All right, also tonight, America's Got Talent, live show number 2. 12 acts are competing, including 3 Golden Buzzers facing off live from Los Angeles. And if none of that floats your boat, Bert the Conqueror hits the Travel Channel at 8 p.m.
All right. Exciting for that.
It's going to take on 15 tons of fruit being rolled up.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
After the hour, time for our weekly visit with a lady who's responsible for the Chicken Soup for the Soul series. Great books, podcasts galore. You get a podcast of our conversation here at DougStephan.com, on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, ChickenSoup.com, Facebook.com, everywhere. The ideas are wonderful, wholesome. I just find that in the circumstances, Amy Newmark is a breath of fresh air. The only way you can fail is by not trying, and how every failure is a step toward success. In just a moment here.
QL1, this is Control. Checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over. Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored. I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored. That's affirmative, Control. You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored? It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes. All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes? That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want. Wow, that is exciting. Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink. 3, 2, 1. Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
All right, 55 past the hour. Good to have Amy Newmark back here. When I looked at this, Amy, I'm thinking there are tens of millions of people who have purchased and read and share these Chicken Soup for the Soul books. And I wonder how many of them, or how many when you look at these, or maybe you do get your ideas from some of the self-help books, the self-help series. I get a product every day called the Daily Om. Are you familiar with it?
No, I actually don't get my ideas from other self-help books. I get my ideas from the stories that people send us.
And I wonder how many of them come. And this is not a criticism, by the way. It's just interesting. And the idea just came to me as I was looking at this and thinking about, I had seen something on the Daily Om maybe a week or so ago, and then I have other, I probably get a half a dozen of those sorts of things delivered to me in my email box every day, thinking about failure. And yes, the only failure is not doing anything, in a sense, and that's really what I sort of read here between the lines. Failure, yeah, I've had this experience, and I bet you have too. You try things, and some of them work, some of them don't. The old cornball example is Edison and his 2,000 light bulbs before he got something to work, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you figure you're going to get a certain number of no's on your way to success, mm-hmm. then every single no that you get just means you're that much closer to getting your success. Every failure can be turned into your friend because it's just part of that path to eventually succeeding.
How's this affected you? How have you tried, as you've done this Chicken Soup for the Soul series, and not had things that you thought you could do come true, and then other things have come true, obviously, in a big way?
This has been my attitude my whole life. When I used to be in the corporate world and I was on a lot of different boards, I was the one on the board who always said, let's not have a five-year plan. Let's instead try things and not be afraid to fail and not be afraid to say, oh, that was a mistake. Let's turn around and try a different path. I was always the one who wanted to fail on our way to success.
And how did that work for you and for the companies that you were working with?
They survived for a long time, but they were little tiny tech startups during the recession, so eventually almost all of them failed. But it was a really good try.
Well, that's it. Trying
and with our books. I have books that don't do well, and then I have books that are huge bestsellers, and you just mm-hmm. keep trying, and you learn from the ones that don't do as well.
You think there are people who just look for whatever? It's kind of like the dummy, all that series of books about dummies doing this, that, and the other thing. That's a more positive approach to it, but people look for the Chicken Soup books and would just buy it no matter what it is because it's a Chicken Soup book?
Every single one of them is great. I can't tell you why some are huge bestsellers and some are only medium sellers. I can't really say why. Everyone has the same recipe for success inside it.
Yep. Chicken soup is the recipe. We all need chicken soup. Your mother's chicken soup is best. Or Amy Newmark's Chicken Soup for the Soul. Check out the podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and DougStephan.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Stephan 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Stephan when you want. Bookmark the Doug Stephan 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.